Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program. I am going to be talking about an area where people need healing so much. That has to do with your mind, your thoughts. The book of Proverbs says, as a person thinks, so they are. And many people think worrisome thoughts, negative thoughts, fearful thoughts, and that's who they become. But I've found out that you can also be positive. And if you think positive thoughts, great things will happen in your life. So let's go to the live preaching.
I want to talk to you this morning about the power of positive thinking. You can be negative if you want, but it's not going to get you anywhere. And all of us have a basic choice, either to be positive or to be negative. Proverbs 16:7 says that as a person thinks, so we are. And I think that's so crucial. As you think, so you are, and as I think, so I am. And we all have all kinds of thoughts, all during the day. Think about it. Right from the moment you wake up, I liken it to being like a hamster on a wheel. You ever see that, you know, in a little cage? As soon as you wake up, your mind starts going. And I mean, it's like a hamster just running on that wheel. And it's called self-talk. And we have all kinds of thoughts. We have anxious thoughts, worried thoughts, fearful thoughts, negative thoughts, positive thoughts, dreams, hopes, defeatist thoughts. There's all kinds of thoughts that we've had. Already today, you've had all these different thoughts. Most of you don't even know what you're thinking. And as I'm going to tell you, one of the things that I want to share with you is that you need to evaluate what you're thinking. That's really important. You need to think about what you're thinking. You can't just let thoughts run through. You can choose your thinking. I recently read a couple books on the mind. One was by a Dr. Carolyn Leaf, and it's called Who Switched Off My Brain? And it tells a lot about what she calls toxic thinking, negative thinking, defeatist thinking. And then the other one was the classic, The Power of Positive Thinking, by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. And he said in this book, The Power of Positive Thinking, most people have what he calls an inferiority complex. They think negative thoughts, defeatist thoughts about themselves, and it doesn't get them anywhere. But, you know, we all have the choice not to think negative, but to think positive. So many people will think negative thoughts in their life. And you know what? Doctors are telling us nowadays that thoughts, they have these electrical, chemical process in them. You know, they're real. And they can actually lead to sicknesses in your body. They can cause you to be vulnerable to disease. You can get all kinds of back pain, arthritis, heart troubles, just because of the way you're thinking. Not everything is attributed to your mind, but a lot of it is. I wanted to tell you that many people think stressful, anxious, fearful thoughts. And I hear people think, for example, I hear people speak on the golf course, you know, I never hit good shots, or I'll never make a putt. Some people say, you know, I'm never lucky. If you're gonna, you know, don't go to a casino and say things like that. It's never gonna happen for you. I always mess up. It's gonna be one of those days. So you gotta watch yourself talk. It's really crucial that you watch the way you talk to yourself, or the way that you think. We also think in pictures, in imaginations. It's not just words. We imagine our life. We imagine our future. For example, you know, speaking about this negative thinking, I remember when I was a young man, I had a vivid imagination, I still do. And I remember I played baseball, and I was pretty good, pretty fast. They put me in center field because I could run pretty good, I could hit pretty good. Well, we had, every year we had what was called the All-Star Game, and two people from every team were chosen to play in the All-Star Game. And lo and behold, I was one of the ones chosen for my team. My teammates and my coach picked me, and another guy, and we represented the team at the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game. I was really proud of being chosen, but I'd been to those games in the past. You think these lights are bright? We had big lights and electronic scoreboard, and people packed the stands, you know, your friends, your family, your relatives, and everybody lined the field all around the fence and everything. So there was going to be a lot of people there. So the day the game came, it was a beautiful day like today, sunshine, popcorn, smell in the air, just lovely day, you know, and everything. And everything you needed for the ball game was there, except one thing was missing. The center fielder was missing. See, I was at home in bed with a stomach ache watching a movie. The movie I was watching, it wasn't on TV. The movie I was watching was in here. And this is how the movie went. And I kept seeing it over and over again. It was the bottom of the ninth inning. We were ahead by one run. There was two out. All we had to do was get one more out, and we would win the game. So I'm out there in center field. Don't hit it to me. Please, God, don't let them hit it to me. And this is exactly the way the movie went. You know, all we had to do is just get one more out. We're going to win the game. And I'm out there, you know, don't let them hit it, please. And the pitcher winds up. Fly ball, and it's coming right to me. And I'm getting under this thing. There's a hush in the crowd. And here's the ball. It's way up there. If I catch it, we win. If I miss it, they win. And I'm trying to get under this thing. I'm trying to get under it. And I dropped it. And I kept seeing myself dropping the ball. And, you know, I heard a little moan as I did that. I'd be so embarrassed. And I'd slink back to the dugout, and everybody wouldn't look at me, and it would be horrible. And I kept seeing that over and over again. And I got a stomach ache, and I didn't go to the game. And I was so disappointed in myself for being fearful and defeatist and negative and not doing it. And that's exactly the way I grew up. Now, I had a good upbringing. My parents loved me, had a good education, nothing wrong with me physically. My parents thought I could do it. My coach thought I could do it. My teammates thought I could do it. I didn't think I could do it. I used to grow up with that mantra, I can't do it. And that word can't. I hate that word can't. But something happened to me, as you know, as I was growing up, age 19, the Holy Spirit entered into my life and began a gradual healing in my mind. And sometimes healing can happen right away. It's called regeneration, a washing, a healing of your thoughts. It can happen immediately, but it usually happens gradually. And what started to happen is the Holy Spirit gave me a new belief in myself. Instead of defeatist thoughts, I began to have can-do thoughts. Instead of negative thoughts, I began to have positive thoughts. The Spirit of God was sharing with me His nature. And I came to realize that, you know what? I can either be negative or positive. We're very complex people. I mean, there's all kinds of thoughts and imaginations. But at its basic level, we are positive or negative. Our attitude, our thoughts, our imaginations. And when the Spirit of God entered my life, I realized something. You know what? I don't have to be negative all the time. I wasn't negative all the time, but especially about myself. Remember what Vincent Peale said about people? Most people have an inferiority complex. They don't think they're good enough. They don't think they can do it. They don't think they can measure up. The Spirit of God comes to give us a new nature, positive thoughts, a strong being, and a successful, prosperous life. And it's beautiful what the Spirit of God does in us. A transformation occurs. But you have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. You can't just expect God to do everything. You have to choose right thinking. You have to have a positive vision for your life. Most people are like, you know, I'm not good enough, or I can't do it, or it's not going to happen, or I'm not a lucky person. Well, you know, if you keep talking like that and thinking like that, that's exactly what you're going to get. But what happens is when you think positively and you envision your life in a successful way, unseen forces come to your aid. God Himself helps you. You're opening a door for positivity. For example, in the gospel, your faith has saved you. Faith is a positive thought. It's believing in God, believing that God's working in you. I remember hearing a woman one time said she used to wake up in the morning feeling depressed. and she'd go through her whole day feeling depressed just simply because she had those thoughts in the morning. And it's the same with us. Oftentimes you wake up in the morning, oh, it's going to be one of those days. Get up on the wrong side of the bed. Well, you don't have to dwell on those thoughts. You can choose to be positive. God will help you, but nobody can do it but yourself. You have to make that decision. And whatever it is, be thankful, speak the word of God out of your mouth, speak the praises of God. And let me talk about that for a minute, you know, about speaking. Because I found out that speaking is so important. You know, why are you here this morning? Of course you want to worship God, but you want to hear the word. There's power in the word. I remember I grew up in Massachusetts, and we'd have these cold mornings. I'd be at the bus stop, you know, be freezing, and your friend would be standing there, and you'd talk to him. You're like, how are you doing this morning? And as you say it, you could see your breath, you know, poof, this breath is coming out. Now, you can't see my breath right now, but actually there's a life force coming out of my mouth at this very moment that I believe that can bring healing to you. The word of Jesus brings healing. You know, he just spoke a word and people were healed. That's why you're watching on TV and listening on TV, because you want to hear a word that will regenerate you and revive you and rejuvenate you. See, there's power in our words, power to encourage, power to inspire, power to help, and power to tear down. You know, it's really important that we watch how we speak. Remember what I said about people on the golf course? You know, they'll make a bad shot and they'll say, you dummy, you're stupid, how can you? They're talking about themselves. It's like, don't berate yourself. Life's hard enough. You know, you can't be tearing yourself down, and certainly don't tear other people down by your words. Words were meant to lift us up. Well, I've discovered something about the words in the scripture. Dr. Leaf, in her book, remember, Who Switched Off My Brain, she said that words are electromagnetic life forces, and I love that, that can change your thinking. Your words can change your thinking. I have people come to me in confession, and they say, I can't forgive myself, or I can't forgive that person. Remember that word, can't? I talked to you about that a little while ago. And you know what I tell them? I say, you got to change your speaking. Maybe you feel that way, but you got to speak out of your mouth, I can forgive myself. I can forgive that person. And as you say those words, your thinking will begin to change. It may not happen right away, but it's the words that you speak that can be so powerful determining your thinking. So especially watch out for that word, can't. You know, remember, that's what I was doing out there in the outfield, and that's why I didn't go to the game, because I said, I can't do it. And I wouldn't certainly be on TV, and I wouldn't be a Catholic priest, and I certainly wouldn't get up here if I thought, I can't do it. And one of the things I do is I vision success. I see myself inspiring you. I see myself succeeding. And when you do that, God works through it, and it happens. Remember, as a person thinks, so they are. So a penny for your thoughts. What have you been thinking? Have you been negative? Have you been positive? Here's something I found out about the Word of God. One of the reasons why I gave you the scriptures called the Word Among Us, I gave you those scriptures to read, but I also gave you those scriptures to speak. Before I even came on this mission, you know what I was speaking? In my prayer, I say this all the time. Thank you, God, that I'm more than a conqueror through you who love me. That comes right from Romans 8. That's one of the scriptures that I speak all the times. We are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. So I speak that out of my mouth. Thank you that I've got favor, that the people are going to like me. Thank you that you're going to work through me to touch multitudes of people through my words. There's other scriptures that I use. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's right from Philippians. If God is for me, who can be against? We are well able to conquer the land. My strength and my courage is the Lord. All things are possible with God. Now, I've just shared with you about five or six different scriptures that I use. You got to find your own. And what you do is you grab a hold of a scripture, the Word of God that's inspired to change people's lives, and you speak it out of your mouth. And as you do, you will grow stronger. God will strengthen you and help you, and you will conquer your enemies. You'll conquer the negativity in your life. For example, you know, many people talk to me about their children. Father, my children have fallen away from the faith, and tears me up. What do I do? Just pray. Don't ever say just pray. I mean, praying is such a powerful thing. Well, you pray and you speak positive words over their life. Like, Lord, all things are possible with you. I know you can bring them to faith. I know great things are going to happen. I don't see it happening right now, but I believe that it will. And as we heard in the gospel, you are saved by your faith. And I believe that other people can come to salvation through your faith. You're trusting in God. You're believing in God. So, you know, you may not know about this, but speak the word. It's really important to announce the word of God, and God will work through it. It's cognitive replacement therapy. You're taking the negativity, replacing it with something very positive. Positive images, positive words, and that's really important. I wanted to tell you also that, you know, as we face and as we go through our journeys, all of us face mountains. I mean, there's difficulties, there's hardships, there's mountains in our life that we have to face. For example, as I said, children leaving the faith, money problems, relationship problems, addiction, sin, dreams that don't seem to be happening. We all have mountains in our life. Well, how do you face them? Not by being negative, but by being positive. It's interesting what Jesus said about mountains. He said, if you say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, it will obey you if you have faith. Now, what was he saying? Most people, when they have a mountain in their life, when they have a difficulty in their life, when they have a hardship or a suffering in their life, they talk about their mountains, how hard it is, how difficult it is, how nothing seems to be changing. And they're, you know, always talking about the mountain. Jesus didn't say, talk about the mountain. He said, talk to the mountain. In other words, if you talk to the mountains in your life with faith, things will change. If you're positive about it, things will change. For example, I don't know if you ever heard the story of Sir Edmund Hillary. Sir Edmund Hillary, of course, was the first to climb Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world. You know, big, tall Mount Everest, very dangerous. Well, in his first attempt, he failed. Not only did he fail, men got killed. So they had this meeting, you know, this interview with Sir Edmund Hillary, and he came into the interview room, and TV and radio, they're all there, and now he had to explain what happened and everything. And there was a portrait of Mount Everest in the background. During the interview, he turns to the portrait, and this is what he said. He said, you've defeated me, but I'm going to return and defeat you. You can't get any bigger, but I can. And as you know, in a second attempt, he succeeded. You see, he didn't talk about the mountain. He talked to the mountain. And it's the same way in our life. You have to talk to the mountains in your life. Now, how did I ever get on TV? It wasn't by being negative. I mean, there was such a wall there, folks. How do you, I'm a priest with a vow of poverty. I've got no money. You know, I don't know anybody in the TV business. I have this dream from God to minister to people all around the country. How am I going to do this? Not by saying I can't do it. Not by saying it's too big for me. Not by saying I'll never get it done. I don't have the money. You got to talk to your mountains. You see, they can't get any bigger, but I can through the grace of God. And see, God works in those positive words. He's looking for faith. That's what faith is. It's something positive. It's believing for success. It's believing that God will work through you. And I'm simply infusing in you this morning this faith and this positivity. I don't know if you've ever heard about Michael Jordan. I know you have. He's, I think, arguably the greatest basketball player that ever lived. If you ever saw him, I saw him in person one time playing basketball. I mean, he was just phenomenal. Nobody could stop him. He was a prolific scorer. And he was just inducted into the Hall of Fame. I was born in Springfield, Massachusetts. That's where the Hall of Fame is, the Basketball Hall of Fame. And I saw an interview. I saw his induction, actually. It was about 2 months ago on ESPN. He gave a beautiful speech, and he thanked all the people that helped him to get to where he was. I don't know if you know about this, though, but he tried out for his high school basketball team, and he failed in his first attempt. They didn't think he was good enough. But he kept believing that he had the talent. He kept, you know, if he had just listened to the people that cut him from the team, nothing ever would have happened. The greatest basketball player that ever lived wouldn't have played basketball. But he believed, and he kept positive, and he believed in the talent that God had put in him. Well, anyway, at the end of his speech, at his induction into the Hall of Fame, this is what he said. I love these words. He said, "Limits, like fear, are only an illusion." I think that's powerful, because a lot of people limit their lives by their negativity, and a lot of people never achieve their potential because of fear. Fear is a demon spirit that comes against people. Try to ruin me with panic attacks, you can't do it, tries to put you in a box, and it comes against everybody, but you can do it. You speak to your mountains, You stay positive. You don't let the negativity overwhelm you, and you will become all that you can be. So folks, as I began this morning, I continue, as a person thinks, so they are. And I've invited you to consider not being defeated or thinking self-deprecating thoughts, but to be positive. And you can do it. God is there to help you. You simply make the decision to monitor your thoughts. What am I thinking? When you see something negative, you say, wait a minute, no. I'm going to choose to be thankful. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to believe for great things. When mountains come into your life, and we all have them, don't speak about your mountains. Don't be negative about them. Speak to your mountains. Visualize success in your life. Don't visualize failure. Don't see yourself dropping the ball. See yourself catching the ball. I want to be there. I want to be in the game. I'm not a spectator. I'm a participator. And you can catch the ball. You can do whatever God calls you to do. He'll give you the strength to do it. Speak positive things out of your mouth, especially the Word of God. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you watch what happens in your life. You'll have victory in your life, and God will be with you every step of the way. I want to pray for you for healing in your mind. We need healing in our bodies. We need healing in our spirits. But we need healing in our minds. And I pray that there will be a manifestation of God in your life. Some of you can't sleep at night. I pray that you'll have rest. And I pray that you'll have peace. And I pray that every mountain in your life will be defeated as you stay positive. And let me pray for you now. Heavenly Father, I ask your blessing upon your people. Whenever fear or negativity or self-defeat comes into their life, feelings of inadequacy or inferiority, I pray that your strength will rise up within them, that they will monitor their thoughts, and whenever they see anything negative or think anything negative, that they will decide to give thanks, to be positive, to speak the word of God out of their mouth. Whenever they face mountains in life that seem insurmountable, I pray that they won't talk about the mountains, but speak to the mountains. And as they do, may the mountains in their life move. May they be successful, prosperous, anointed, blessed, full of peace. May their relationships be blessed. May every good thing come to your people. I pray that they will experience healing in their minds right now, that fear, stress, anxiety, regret, will leave in the name of Jesus. And may peace, serenity, and prosperity be yours in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you like that this morning? Was that pretty good?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I hope that every moment of your life will be filled with grace. I pray that every mountain you'll be able to climb, and I pray that you will sense God with you every step of the way. So let's rise and pray. Well, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you invite us to a life of faith. And I pray for us all that whether there be stress in our life or anxiety or fear, that we would all sense the wonderful strength that you give us and come to a deeper faith. For this we pray to the Lord. We want to pray that people would not give up on their dreams, that they'll be strong and continue to press on, be determined, and not fail. For this we pray to the Lord. And this is Veterans Day, so we certainly want to pray for those who are serving our country, those who are risking their lives, those who are giving their lives, the veterans here and those who have died and gone before us. For them we pray to the Lord. Lastly, we want to pray for the young people that are here, and certainly the young people who will be here tonight, that they come to a deep saving knowledge of Jesus, that they realize that they have great potential to become all that they can be, that God would work through their lives to help them to achieve and be successful. For this we pray to the Lord. So Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. May we always notice when we are negative and replace it with your thoughts and your will and your way. And as we do, may we become all that we can be. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. Please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live, live with passion.